Yes, welcome back into the Wednesday edition of the Auburn Daily Show. I am Harrison Tarr, joined as I am every Wednesday by my good friend Dylan Lark. Dylan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing all right. I was a little taken aback by what you had texted me this morning about our topic for discussion today, but you know, today's a beautiful day outside. Can't really look at it through the curtain, but I hope it's beautiful outside.
I think you said it's a beautiful day outside. You turned completely away from your mic and nobody heard you.
Yeah, I was saying that I was going to look and see if it was, but I can't see through my shade.
Your blackout curtains? Yeah, it's okay. Yes. Well, yeah, we do have an interesting rundown today of Auburn sports, starting out with football. And what we're going to be talking a little bit about what Auburn defensive coordinator Ron Roberts had to say after the A-Day scrimmage, which I actually just recently got to watch the post-game interviews like a couple days ago because I rewatched film and forgot to turn it off while I was taking notes. I've watched A-Day 6 times now. I know. Anyways, I can almost tell you in order sequentially when I can tell you almost the exact timestamp when TJ Finley slides like 7 yards. Anyways, I was a little taken aback because it's actually the first I'd seen of it. Ron Roberts saying that when asked about going to the portal, and we know that Saturday is going to be opening the floodgates and it is going to be a mad scramble. I think there's going to be a good number of guys leaving the Auburn program and then a decent number returning back. I don't think it's going to be the high volume that we saw in the first portal window, but I do think there will be some significant shakeups. Ron Roberts said when asked about where he wanted to add pieces on his defense, he could have gone with linebacker. I think all of us would have understood. He could have said he wanted more depth on that line, and we would have all said, okay, yeah, no, that makes sense. We saw that third-team defensive line. They definitely could use more bodies. And there's speculation about whether or not Jeffrey Imba is going to stick around just because of playtime. But instead, Ron Roberts said his biggest point was that he'd like to add that back end. And I'm going to be honest, Dylan, if there's one part of this Auburn, there are two parts of this Auburn football team that I'm not worried about. It's the running back room and the DBs. And I'm a little bit confused here where Ron was going. I want to get where your head's at, and then we'll break it down based on what this depth chart looks like right now and what we're hearing.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've talked about it a lot of times throughout, I believe, my last appearance in the Auburn Daily Show and the College Loop, where the top two positions you should be going at the portal to go get is quarterback and linebacker are 1A and 1B, and then wide receiver is 2. I believe if you go back, I don't know how many positions I'm going to say. Let's say there's like 8 positions to like rank position-wise, position groups. There we go. DBs are right there with running back, as they don't need any more bodies. We don't need any more. Linebacker and quarterback are so desperate in need of one that the linebacker room and the quarterback room right now could cost us 2 or 3 wins off of our schedule.
Sure.
DBs, you don't really need anymore. DJ James is a really good corner, and he's going to be great next season, and he's going to get drafted in round one. Emai Pritchett, right there with them. Donovan Kaufman, Jalen Simpson, J.D. Rim when he's back healthy, Austin Osberry, Kyan Lee as a true freshman is popping off. Caleb Wooten.
I'm just as baffled as you are, and I may be reading too much into it, and it may be coach speak, Dylan. But, I mean, let's look around, and you listed off that secondary, but I kind of want to break things down based on what we're hearing. I mean, your two starting corners are going to be DJ James and someone, whether that be Nehemiah Pritchett or Kaden Lee. And we've heard both ways. I think probably it's Nehemiah to at least start the season. But I think that'll be like a 1A, 1B situation where it really just is kind of where you play the strengths and weaknesses game and kind of get best fit for situational stuff for that left side cornerback. And DJ James is a given. And you keep looking. J.D. Rim, I think J.D. Rim is a good piece to have in that depth room. And then you step back to your safeties. I mean, Keontae Scott, Donovan Kaufman, Simpson. Simp had a great spring. Caleb Wooten had a great spring. I don't really know where we're going here, especially when you're looking at this linebacker room of Austin Keys, Wesley Steiner, DeMario Tolan and company. And Cam Riley, excuse me, Robert Woody, those guys, I look and say, okay, I don't know where this rotation plugs in, I can look into the backfield, that secondary, that second level, that defense, and give you four or five combinations that I think Auburn fans would probably be okay with.
Yeah, and I mean, look at the linebackers. I think I only saw positives out of one linebacker during 8A, and it was Robert Woodyard, who, rightfully so, the kid's talented. That's why Bama wanted him, and Auburn ultimately got him out of Tuscaloosa. But one linebacker is not going to save you in a 4-2-5 scheme where you're going to be shifting linebackers in and out. Wesley Steiner and Cam Riley have experience, but they're not starters in the SEC. Sorry. That's just the truth. Defensive line, I mean, yeah, you probably need a little bit of depth. And, I mean, Jeffrey Imba provides that depth by himself. And losing him would suck.
Yeah,
tremendously, because your depth on the defensive line immediately shoots tremendously down, and defensive line becomes, I think, your third most important position to go at into the portal. Of course, with that being, you know, 1A and 1B being quarterback, linebacker. But linebacker
in that order, maybe linebacker more important than quarterback. I really don't know.
There's
an argument both ways.
I can feel comfortable with the quarterbacks going in and just running the ball 40 times a game and Robbie Ashford having to run 20 times a game. But linebackers, it's such an important position now, more than ever, really. It's always been an important position, but now you need a really good linebacker to be able to shut down these high potent offenses that have become the usual thing, the regular, if you will. The standard, there we go. And with the linebacker room we have now, I mean, like I said, Steiner, Riley, Yuji DeSante all have that experience on the Plains. But when you look at them from SEC point of view, I mean, I don't – if you were to rank SEC linebacker corps, I don't think Auburn even cracks the top 10, let alone the top 12.
No.
I mean, this room is bad. I feel like I can say it like that because that's what it is. It's calling it like I see it. And I don't get why you would look at your DB room and be like, oh, maybe we need a couple more back there.
Yeah, I that was just perplexing to me. And it may have been one of those things where it's just coach speak, like I said. But, I mean, if you look at the portal and guys on this roster right now that could be headed to the portal from that secondary, I'm not seeing a ton of names unless you're J.D. Rim. I actually would understand the argument for J.D. Rim heading to the portal if he's just not going to get the PT that he deserves here at Auburn. I think that J.D. Rim can be an SEC corner. I do. I think that he's both cursed and blessed in the fact that he's in one of the most competitive corner secondary rooms that we've seen, specifically at the corner position, in a long time at Auburn. I know that we always talk about how good that secondary is, but I mean, this is a textbook example of this is not a cause for concern for Auburn. Are there any other guys in that secondary that you could see possibly transferring out? I'm curious to see if maybe Ron knows something that we don't, which obviously he knows a lot that we don't because a lot of it's speculation, but in terms of guys that may be putting their name in the portal or guys that maybe freezing them want to process, but I don't see a single guy on this roster, including J.D. Rim, especially J.D. Rim, that I would want to try to process if I'm Hugh Freeze and Ron Roberts.
I mean, the defense, every position, you're going to see a lot of more players play defense than you do offense because, I mean, it's just you have to sub out every position because defense, you get way more tired on defense because you're going 110 every single play. You don't get a playoff. You look at – I think safety might be a position where Auburn might lose one or two guys. I mean, Marquise Gilbert, I don't think Caleb Wood's going to leave. Craig McDonald, if he's not going to – he transferred in and maybe he's like – transfer out because he's not getting enough playing time. But corner-wise, I mean, DJ James, Emi Pritchard got one more year left. J.D. Rim, Austin Osberry, who I think is playing more safety right now.
Sure.
J.D. Rim and Kyan Lee are all young bucks who are going to be starters going in the next season. I mean, you also have Colton Hood coming on. I don't see why you would transfer out, especially if you're J.D. Rim, because you have two, three more seasons. And
of those guys, that's the one I could make the most sense out of because J.D. Rim could go somewhere. Even well, now you can't go within the conference because of this portal period. You'd have to sit, But if you go somewhere, whether that be a Big Ten, Pac-12, another Power Five school, I do think you start immediately. And I think that he is a high level starter, or a everyday big time snaps guy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to your point. But because I mean, I don't really see a world where a lot of these corners and safeties leave. I think Craig McDonald's the only one because he's the oldest one in the room that's not going to be starting.
Sure.
That makes the most sense to me.
Sure.
But even then, you're still going to see the field. Maybe right. Not as much as you'd like to, but I'm sorry, you're not better than Donovan Kaufman. And Jalen sure. Simpson plays his best on the field when he plays in that free safety position.
Sure.
And I mean, and I think everyone knows that. And that's why Austin Osberry is playing safety. He's probably going to take over where Jalen Simpson leaves. And then Auburn might, you know, Sylvester, we picked him up in class 23, Sylvester Smith, safety. He'll be coming in soon. I mean, the secondary is so loaded. I guess what Ron might be saying is when Auburn probably expects his little, like two or three to leave, maybe you go after corner or safety just to pick up extra bodies. That's what I'm thinking. I think it's more of a backup plan more than anything else. Because you don't want to tell the media that you are struggling at the linebacker position. And it's not like the quarterbacks where you can just outwardly see how below average that position looks. Linebacker, I think Ron knows that linebacker is not good. So he's going to be like, you know, I'm going to throw them for a loop. We're looking for DBs. Because, again, I think he just knows that a couple guys are going to leave. Because, I mean, like we've preached on every show we've been on, the DB room is good and it's loaded and it's packed and there's not enough reps for everybody. And I think him saying DB room means he's preparing for a couple of these guys to leave. And, you know, you got to get bodies. You can't just have open spots on the field and the depth chart. You just got to pick up any holes that get made by people leaving.
Sure. Interested to see how the portal shakes out. This is not the beginning, nor is this the end of the Auburn Daily Show's portal conversations. I'm sure that will be a continued theme as we progress through the next few weeks. And I know that things are going to get crazy and get busy, and we will be talking about that as well over on the College Loop. Before we hop into our rounding things out over on the hardwood, Dylan, I want to tell everybody about our friends over at Prize Picks. This season, Auburn Daily is partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks in 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. Predict the over or under for the next game and win big prizes. They do well. Here's my favorite part, Dylan. They're flex options. They've got flex options where you can still get paid on winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3, and you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. That's really, really helpful for a really bad gambler such as myself. Best of all, use promo code Auburn, that's AUBURN, to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code Auburn for double your first deposit. This professional baseball season, MLB is back. For those of you who are curious, the Atlanta Braves are going back to the series. I'll just go ahead and throw that out there right now. Dylan's a Dodgers fan, shaking his head no. But this MLB season, win some money with Prize Picks and the Auburn Daily. Use promo code Auburn, that's AUBURN, to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. All right, Dylan, let's get back into the Auburn Athletics talk. We're going to flip over to the hardwood and talk about a really fun tweet we saw earlier today from John Rothstein, saying that he spoke with, how do I want to phrase this, former Arizona State legend, Devin Cambridge, a familiar name to the program of the Auburn Tigers, obviously spending the first 3 seasons of his career wearing orange and blue. He is back in the portal and set to visit Oregon this week. So that was something interesting. But Rothstein included that Devin Cambridge was also looking at other schools, namely Auburn. Now, that was fascinating. And I know that you've never heard of this happening before, Dylan. But some Auburn fans on Twitter lost their minds. I know, very atypical. Not like us at all. Not like this community that we're in. But a lot of mixed reviews, a lot of people saying goodbye and good riddance, a lot of people saying come back, you know, bring it on home. Interested to get your initial reaction. I think there's more interest from the Cambridge camp than there is from the Bruce Pearl and Auburn camp. But What's your instant reaction about a potential reunion between Auburn and Devin Cambridge?
I mean, with the improvement that he definitely showed, I mean, he went from shooting 22% from the three-point line with Auburn 2 years ago to shooting 34 or 33% last season. I mean, you know, 33 is a pretty good three-point.
Yes, absolutely.
Pretty average.
Get him on the spot.
But 22% when he was on the Plains
was abysmal.
And he shot the ball so hard, I thought he was going to break the rim with his three-point shot. But I, he showed ample improvement to where I could see that he could get playing time on this team next year, maybe as like a sixth or seventh man, of course.
Probably seventh man.
Because I don't see him as a big enough target at the – I guess he played the three – at the small forward position to where it would warrant him starting over another guy Auburn might be going for. Because, I mean, we've heard some names that have been leaving in the portal recently.
There's been a lot of smoke around a young man from Tennessee.
Yeah, and Duke.
And Duke.
Duke, he's still in high school. But he showed enough improvement where I'd be okay with picking him up just to, like, you know, it's a nice little, I don't want to say a sob story, but it's a sob story. You know, he comes to Auburn, doesn't perform well, leaves to go play with his brother, comes back to Auburn to show what he's learned over there in Tempe. And I mean, he proved it. He improved. And I think he showed probably more improvement than he did it during his time at Auburn. Because, I, believe it or not, that 2020 season that got cut by COVID, I believe, or not that season.
Yes, maybe that was the 19-20 season, yes.
Is that when he had his best – he averaged 8 points a game, 2020 to 2021?
And was shooting 34.2% from three.
Yeah, and just having his best statistical season that we've seen from him.
And you mentioned his progression at Auburn. It was more like a regression, to be completely candid.
You know, up and then down, and he left.
You could just see the numbers all trickle down as his time at Auburn progressed. And then he goes out to Tempe, as you mentioned, and really actually figures a lot of stuff out. Got to play with his brother for a season, and like you mentioned, averaged 9.8 points a game just a year ago out for the Sun Devils. Forks up, I suppose. That being said, I think it's a fun concept to think about. I don't think it's any real traction. If you start looking at how he would even fit into this team, I'm not sure. I don't think that he would be a high candidate for Bruce Pearl, who may have been coming out of high school, which he was, obviously, but I don't think he is now. I think it's quite different. And you look around, you've got Aiden Holloway on his way in, Trey Donaldson, and your boy Denver Jones can be holding down that backcourt. It's hard for me to say. I had a stutter there, and I swear I can speak English. Jani Broome's going to be holding it down. We think Jalen Williams is back. I feel pretty really strongly about that, about Jalen Williams returning to Auburn in the Plains in 23 to 24. And then you've got KD Johnson coming off that bench. You've got Dylan Cardwell still there. I understand that this is opening up some room for that three, but I don't know that he's like the first, that Devin Cambridge would be like the first option for Bruce Pearl. And I, quite frankly, Dylan, like I said, it's fun to think about. And you mentioned it's kind of a little bit of a full circle, warm and fuzzy moment. I don't think it's necessarily the best fit for either party, quite frankly. I mean, this is, Auburn fans are going to hate me for this. I mean, I actually think that at this point in time, Devin Cambridge would probably fit better with the Nate Oates scheme than he would with the Bruce Pearl scheme. And I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but it's an interesting concept and not something I think that will seriously happen.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. I think he's more likely to transfer interconference to Oregon, and he'll just be another Auburn player, former Auburn player that is now with the Oregon Ducks. Who is working on their fifth year in college. So Devin Cambridge and Bo Nix are now going to be chilling in Eugene, Oregon.
That's right. We're rocking the new uniform every game set. Dylan, thanks so much for hanging out with me today on the Wednesday installment of the Auburn Daily Show. It's always a ton of fun to talk ball with you. We'll get to do it again later this evening as we tape the College Loop. I'll let you go ahead and plug everybody, all your stuff to everybody. Let everybody know where they can follow you, subscribe to you. Love you, support you, all the whole nine.
Well, you can go follow me on Twitter at YaBoyTheTank. If you're watching, it's right there below me, right there. And if you're listening, it is at YaBoyTheTank, at YaBoyTheTank. Catch me on the Auburn Daily Show every Monday with Lance Daw, and of course, Wednesdays here. And on the College Loop every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, where we talk Auburn all the time. So if you get tired of me, sorry, I post a podcast of me speaking 5 days a week. And catch more transfer talk coming there soon, because you know what? We desperately need a couple of transfers at certain positions, but not defensive back, though. Go ahead and circle that back.
Not DB. Is that you don't want to play?
Yeah,
you can find your written work at the Auburn Daily.
That's right. I'm a writer now. I write now. So you can go catch my written work on auburndaily.com. See, it's not even, I can't even say it's not part of my usual thing anymore.
Not even, yeah, you got to change your shtick.
I know. And guess what? I got two articles up right now talking about transfer quarterbacks, because that is what y'all want to hear right now. Old Dominion quarterback, possibly a Auburn dark horse. And of course, five quarterback battles that Auburn fans should keep a really close eye on.
Absolutely, Dylan. It's always fun talking ball with you. Check out Dylan's written content. He's actually absolutely crushing it out there with this transfer portal. I can't talk today. Quarterback conversation. I'm Harrison Tarr at By Harrison Tarr on the Bird app. If you want to check that out, that is like you're reading my byline. If you want to read my written work, you can check that out over at the Auburn Daily, theauburndaily.com. You can follow all of us, all of our social medias, whether that be Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, the whole nine. If you are watching this on YouTube, you probably already found the YouTube. And if that's the case, make sure you like, subscribe, and ring the bell. Drop in the comments where you think Auburn needs to be going the most in terms of searching for players in the transfer portal, whether that be in the linebacker room, the quarterback room, or beyond. If you actually agree with Ron and think that this DB room needs some help, DM me and we'll have a conversation. I'm interested to hear all sides of that, because I think I'm pretty close-minded in that regard, Dylan. You can check out more of my podcasting work on The College Loop. That's every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday right here on YouTube. And you can check us out on all of your platforms wherever you get your podcast. That being said, on behalf of myself and my co-host Dylan Lark, thank you guys so much for listening to the Auburn Daily Show, the Wednesday installment. We will see you guys same place, same time tomorrow. I will see you guys again on Friday. Enjoy the rest of your day.